Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless as he talks to successful real estate professionals and asks them to share their best advice ever. From deal syndicators to wholesalers, flippers, property managers, pest inspectors, and everyone in between. It's the best ever advice and none of the fluff. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter BEST EVER to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. I'm here with today's guest, Ankit Dugal. Ankit, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
And thank you for joining us. I know you were out late last night. You got some really good news on a development project that you're working on, and congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. You know, you got to be out there trying to get those deals, so...
Yes, yes, yes. And I wanted to speak with you because you have successfully invested and exited over $50 million worth of real estate assets since 2008. I know your primary focus has been on multifamily. You're also doing some tax lien stuff as well. So really excited to speak with you.
And really excited to speak with you as well and hopefully be able to get some value to your listeners.
Oh, and I know you will. After speaking with you prior to this, I know you will definitely give a lot of value. So before we get going into your best real estate investing advice ever, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. So my background is pretty colored when it comes to real estate. I actually started in the real estate industry when I was about 19. Started doing it as a straight, you know, realtor salesperson. That's how I got in, and I really got in to help pay for a school. It was my one way of making some money really quickly in the good days of the market. You know, you sell a house, it's way better than working a $9 an hour job. And slowly, my love for the business evolved. You know, I was going through undergrad. I really learned the sales side of the business. Really wanted to learn more about the financing side of the business. Went on to broker hard money deals, went on to be a mortgage broker for a period of time, then went to title brokering, and then slowly back in 06 started doing my first investing. And when I was getting into MBA school, when the market was really bad out there, I had a choice, either, you know, try to figure out what to do for work or try to start investing. In 08's market, you know, you weren't getting anything for work out there, so I just started investing. And started the first firm back in 08, and the whole idea was to buy distressed assets and flip them. And so over that period of time, you know, successfully invested and exited over $15 million worth of asset valuations, and that was a blessing, and it was a great time, and very stressful at the same time. I mean, a lot of realtors might have been flipping out there. It takes a lot of time and effort, and slowly started getting to buy and hold in multifamily back in early 12, and that's been the predominant focus of, you know, buying and holding multifamily assets, with now a specialty in tax liens as well, just because, you know, that's how you create wealth in the long run for yourself and your family.
With the multifamily focus that you have, what type of deals are you working on?
Sure. So I work on a wide range of deals. I started off doing the traditional two families, three families, slowly evolved that to the next level where you were starting to buy six families to 12 families. And now I still do, you know, the occasional threes, more as the sixes and the tens. And then I started getting a lot more into development now just because the market has gotten so much better. With, you know, cap rates going to historic lows, rents being at historic highs, it really started behooving us or not to start into that process. So, you know, I've been in all factors of the acquisition front when it comes to that. I've never bought a 50-unit building in one shot, but I'm starting to develop projects that are to that level now.
And you're in northern New Jersey, right?
That is correct, right. So we're within most of my investment market is within 45 minutes of New York City.
So your six to 12 units are likely at a higher price point than other 6 to 12 units, say, in the Midwest?
Yes. Typically, we're paying anywhere from, depending on, you know, if you're in the urban market, then you're probably paying around $70,000 a unit, to in the good parts of the market, in the suburban, it can be upwards of $180,000, $200,000 a unit.
And how are you financing these deals?
So never ever got into, I guess, the zero down game that a lot of investors out there have done. I couldn't understand it, and I maybe not been smart enough to do it. And so, you know, back in 08, really just started syndicating a lot of the projects where, you know, we used to put in some of our own money that I saved up over time and then bring in investors. And to help develop this track record, started giving them a lion's share of the profits. Even usually they would get 70 or 80% of the profits. And over time, just built up a good base. And so now a lot of our projects are a mix whereby, you know, we get some debt from a traditional lender. If it's a straight, simple, just value-add investment, we then get some equity from our investors that we pool together, usually in chunks of 50 or 100,000. And then we put in between 3 to 5% of the investment out of our own dollars as well.
Okay. So with that being said, with all that experience with multifamily, with brokering hard money deals, title brokering, you know, in 2008 when you were buying distressed assets and flipping them, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice would be adaptability. It falls into that one word. And it's adaptability when it comes to the way you buy. Adaptability comes to the way you sell. And so market dictates a lot of that. You know, back in 08 when I started investing, you know, there's a plethora of deals. You know, you can buy a deal at a 12 cap, or you can buy a project at a 40% discount to fair market value. And so you have to adapt, though, at that time and buy these distressed deals that you can flip, but you couldn't finance them through a bank anymore, where the 100% days were back in the 04, 05 markets. So we adapted at that time, and we built that network of investors. As the market's starting to heal and the distressed deals went away, we started looking at alternatives of how do we acquire product that's still discounted. And so we adapted into buying 6 to 12 at that point, because the smaller space of 1 to 4 with the retail investors got eaten up. And there was still a lot of deal flow between that 6 and 12 unit space because it was too big for the little guy, but too small for the big guy. And so we adapted and bought those, and we were able to buy them at the same discounts. And then as the market healed some more back in 13, we said, okay, how do we find yield? And we adapted to tax lien. So adaptability is my key advice to anybody. Be focused on your asset class. And so we have always been in multifamily, and even the tax liens we buy are backed by multifamily assets typically. But we've adapted in the way we buy and sell our focus of multifamily.
I love that, and I love how you made the distinction between adaptability and focus, because I hear a lot of people on the show, my guests, talk about focus, and what you're mentioning is staying focused on what you know, just simply adapting with the market and the best way to acquire the asset and the best way to work the deal based on what the market circumstances dictate.
That's absolutely correct. It's Darwinism, right? You know, it's the people who don't adapt die. That's part of life. And markets keep changing. And if you think what you've done 4 years ago, you know, the general structure of it still works and you still buy a distressed deal below market, but how you buy it changes. And that's what makes, I guess, a good investor versus a great investor, you know, versus what makes a Sam Zell versus a Joe Schmo, is the fact that you can actually adapt and buy into these new markets and evolve your strategy, but you still keep your niche or your focus within your asset class.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure. Let's bring it on.
All right. Best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I've read, The Real Estate Game by William Poirier.
Best ever deal you've done?
My first deal, which was buying a single-family asset back in the 08 market at almost a 40% discount and making a 35% return on investment within 8 months.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Best ever success habit. Waking up in the morning early, at least an hour before you jump on emails, and defining your key task that you have to accomplish for the day.
Best ever internet resource you use for real estate investing?
In our markets, what I love to use is actually the Department of Labor and Statistics. I'm a big stats guy, so it gives me a good idea where new markets are evolving and markets are changing.
What do you look for exactly on that website?
Sure. So, in multifamily, the demand drivers are pretty simple. It's household formation, it's job growth. Those two aspects lead to higher growth rates and rents in the long run. And so what I'm trying to track on a quarterly, if not an annual basis, is what key markets or cities within, I'm just New Jersey focused, and within that I said 45 minutes, so I really have a mechanism whereby I try to track every city in this market and see, okay, where are they trending on an annual basis and a trailing five-year basis on job growth and on household growth. And those markets that are unloved but have good fundamentals, you know, going back to Warren Buffett and these guys who teach about fundamental investing, that's the new markets we've been trying to get into. Since we're putting long bets and holding these properties now for a long period of time, we're trying to get into markets that have good fundamentals behind them.
Best ever quote?
Never, ever, ever give up. Churchill.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
Best ever place to reach me is my cell phone. Or you can reach me on Twitter.
And what are your digits if you want to give them out?
Sure. If somebody give me a call at 201-754-8671, or you can reach me on Twitter at @ankit_RER.
All right. Well, Ankit, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to mention?
Just keep on keeping on is what this advice I can give you to the listeners out there. You know, every day it's a deal, every day is a struggle, but in the long run, it pays to be in real estate.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ankit, for sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. And Really looking forward to hearing more about your success and staying in touch. So thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Bye.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.